Let's take a look at the assignment for chapter 13. Let's read together. Please complete the calculations below. Now, when calculating and reporting bond yields as decimals or percentages, you should use at least 3 digits of accuracy. What does that mean? Well, use at least 2 digits, 3 digits to the right of the decimal point. For example, what if your calculator displays 0.0575621? Well, you could leave it at that. That's fine. You can leave that answer fine. But we'd like to see at least 0.0588. That means 3 digits of accuracy. That you'll learn more about that in the chemistry class or physics class. Or if you want to change it to a percentage, you just multiply by 100, move the decimal point 2 to the right, and you get 5.88. Don't round it up to 6%. It's not that it's wrong. It's just that it's not done in the bond world, because 6% means anything between 5.5% and 6.5%, and that's a big, what we call, spread. That's a big difference. And careful rounding, please. If you don't know how to round, contact me or contact the Academic Success Center. If you're going to make all of us at Southwestern look bad if you go out into the wonderful world and you don't know how to round correctly. And we can't have that, can we? Oh, no, 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 no. So please contact me if you need help rounding, or please contact the Academic Success Center as one of the math tutors. I need help with rounding. So now, here are questions that are very similar to the questions in the worksheet and in the presentation. The last two problems are going to ask you to do a little bit of thinking and research. In number 6, there is no right or wrong answer. This is what people have to face every day. Do they want a higher rated bond that pays less, or do they want a lower rated bond that pays more? So there's no right or wrong answer. You decide, but please explain why you made your choice. And that second rated bond at BB, what is the name for that? There are several names. What is the name for a bond that is rated less than BBB? It's in the presentation. Now, in number 7, we want you to use FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, the link's on the website, to do some research. Look up a corporate bond for Chevron, or you can look up whatever company you want, but make sure it's a big company, okay? And if you want to look up Southwestern, please do, but make sure you pick municipal for the bond type, California for the state, and all you type is type Southwestern. Okay, don't type anything else but Southwestern, because they abbreviate things really strangely. So just type Southwestern, and you can see some of our bonds. Pretty cool. Okay, piece of cake. Do the calculations. Show all your work. Make sure you display at least 3 or 4 digits of accuracy. That means 2 or 3 digits to the right of the decimal point. And then do the research and explain why you would choose a double A or a double B bond. Cool. Contact me if you have any help. That's why we're here.